Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I cannot believe it is the very end of July. Where has this summer gone? Oh, big thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four great locations, and you know there is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. I think I'm going to call them up this week and see if I can do another tasting there with the summer wine picks. That went so well when we did that in June, and I'd like to do one maybe again in August. So stay tuned for those details. Have you had a good summer so far? Have you been drinking all the fabulous summer wine picks? Have you been having the summer cocktail called the Summer Smash? Well, we're going to make another one up today. I've had a lot of requests for me to repeat the recipe, so I thought I would talk about the Summer Smash and then talk about a wine after that. So grab your pencil, and I will give you the recipe for this super easy, very, very impressive, beautiful cocktail to make for summertime. So the summer cocktail, again, is called the Summer Smash, and it's just about berries, berries, and more berries. Because why? Berries are ripe right now. Ripe raspberries. There's so many juicy ripe strawberries happening. I just got some really good ones at the farmer's market last weekend. Delicious ripe blueberries and the beautiful blackberries are really coming in strong right now in the Zig Garden at home. And so what you're going to need is some vitamin T or tequila. And you can also make this cocktail recipe with pretty much any spirit. Right now, mezcal is really hot, and that's an agave-based spirit that is very, very smoky in nature. So if you want a smoking good cocktail, you can use mezcal instead of tequila. Of course, you can use rum or vodka or gin. Any spirit will do that you like, but I prefer vitamin T for this cocktail. You'll need a handful of mixed, really, really ripe berries. And you'll need a couple of ounces of fresh lime juice, about an ounce of agave syrup, some ice, and then an edible garnish like an edible flower or a mint sprig. Always looks really nice. And you'll use about 2 ounces of whatever spirit you prefer. So here's how to make the cocktail. Really, really simple. Grab like a pint-size canning jar, which looks super cute this time of year and really easy to use, or a nice tall Collins glass or a really large double old-fashioned glass will also work. Place your berries inside the glass, and then you're going to muddle those up. By doing that, you're going to, of course, mix them together and release all the juices. And if you don't have a fancy cocktail muddler, that's okay. A wooden spoon works just as well. Then you'll add a little bit of ice in there and give it a stir. Now, in your cocktail shaker, you're going to put a couple of ice cubes. You're going to add your tequila, 2 ounces, your lime, 1 ounce, and then, 2 ounces of fresh lime juice, and then 1 ounce of your agave syrup. So I'm putting the top on, loaded it, and here we go. You really need to give that a good shake so it gets really cold and frothy. And then you will strain that over the glass that already has your muddled berries in there and some ice. You're going to give that a stir to mix. And if you want to add more ice, you can. Also, if you wanted to top it off with a sparkling wine and take the cocktail to the next level, you can totally do that. Go ahead and use the Comstock Winery Blanc de Blanc, which is our summer sparkling wine pick. And that'll take the cocktail to a whole new level. And then just garnish with an edible flower or a mint sprig. Really, really easy. But visually, this cocktail is so beautiful with all those berries in the bottom that have been mushed and delicious, muddled and deliciously, I should say, muddled. And then adding those couple of ingredients in there really makes it fun. And if you want to do this cocktail without spirits and make it a lower ABV cocktail or alcohol by volume, go ahead and use wine instead. I just used rosé in this cocktail last weekend just to make a lighter style drink, and it was delicious with some rosé in there instead of the spirit. And if you want to make it completely no alcohol, just substitute a flavored sparkling water for the spirits. There you go. Now, I thought I would focus today just on one wine from the summer wine picks because I have been enjoying this wine so much. It's a brand new wine for me to discover, which makes it even more fun. But the Papioni family is located in Forestville in the Russian River Valley, and they have made an Italian-style red called Festa Rosso. It's a 2023 vintage, so super fresh on the mix. And this wine just won all the judges' hearts for this year's Summer Wine Picks. We had 15 judges judging well over 150 wines blind, and by far, this red wine won all the judges' hearts. Very, very limited production. They only made 120 cases. All of the fruit for this wine was either biodynamically farmed or organically farmed, which is cool. They have two cute little girls, and they did all the foot treading on the grapes to crush the grapes. They used a whole cluster Syrah, and then a destemmed Cabernet Sauvignon. And then they used a Friulano, which is an Italian grape, a white grape, actually. And that was a whole cluster press. So they blended those three wines together. It's 44% Syrah, 34% Cabernet, and then 22% Friulano. Easy for me to say it. I'm sober this morning. Wait, there's a cocktail in this shaker. I digress. Anyway, it's really low in alcohol, coming in at around 12.5 or 12.7%. And this is a type of red wine that you're going to want to serve chilled. So keep it in the refrigerator. And it is so refreshing and so light and so delicious. I just absolutely love it. And well, obviously, the judges loved it too. And it's one of those wines that I know will keep you very refreshed during the summertime. One of the favorite things that I absolutely love to do is talk about the descriptions that the judges give me when they are tasting all these wines blind, whether it's the summer wine picks, holiday, or Thanksgiving. So I pulled a couple of adjectives from the judges' tasting sheets to describe this Festa Rosso, this juicy, thirst-quenching, delicious wine. Here you go. Exciting and fresh. Fabulous. Your absolute go-to for summer reds. That's what one judge said. Crushable, another judge said. Another judge said, it's a carnival in your mouth, filled with rose petals and juicy fruits. Savory, succulent, sassy, and vibrant, another judge said. Juicy, fun, pink peppercorns and spice, hints of violets. And another judge said, I love the chill. We're talking about the 2023 Papione Family Winery Festa Rosso. This chillable red is the number one red wine pick for this summertime, and I highly recommend it. You can go to their website, which is papionefamilywines.com, if you want to learn more. I know the wine is available at Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. Might be available at Bottle Barn, but I'm not sure because they didn't make very much of it. But I highly recommend getting a couple cases because I also have a feeling this will be perfect on the Thanksgiving table as well. Well, that wraps up this week's Wine Wednesday. I hope to see everybody this Friday at Paradise Ridge Winery. The Russian River Valley Wine Growers is doing a really special sunset soiree event this Friday. And I actually have a promo code to get $25 off the ticket. So you can send me an email if you'd like the promo code for the sunset soiree happening this Friday at Paradise Ridge Winery. My email is ziggy@krsh.com. And then on Sunday, you'll see me hanging around at Barn Diva. They're having their annual Fête Blanc white wine event that I go to every year. That's a lot of fun. So hope to see you there on Sunday. And I hope you're having a great summer so far. Cheers.